Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Hello and welcome to Sportcast, the sports update on First Post. My name is Rakesh and all the big stories from the world of sports coming your way right now. Cricket news first. India thrashed the West Indies by 8 wickets in the first ODI in Guwahati yesterday. The West Indies put up a good batting performance on a flat pitch, with Jasprit Bumrah and Bhuvaneshwar Kumar sitting out the match. India's bowling looked innocuous. 21-year-old West Indian batsman Shimron Hetmyer took the attack to India, scoring a quick century. He made 106 from 78 balls, which included 6 sixes. Opener Kieran Powell scored 51 off 39 balls and skipper Jason Holder scored a brisk 38 from 42 balls. Tailenders Devendra Bishu and Kumar Roach added some quick runs at the end of the West Indies innings, and the visitors finished with a great score of 322 for 8 in their 50 overs. In response, India lost Shikhar Dhawan early. He scored only 4 runs. Virat Kohli walked in and, combining with Rohit Sharma, set about chasing down the target in double quick time. Kohli was in his element, chasing a large total in a limited overs game. He made 140 from 107 balls, striking 21 boundaries and 2 sixes, en route to his 36th ODI century. At the other end, Rohit Sharma was going at a relatively sedate pace, reaching his 20th ODI century in 117 balls. Kohli was finally out on 140, stumped by wicketkeeper Shai Hope off Devendra Bishu's bowling. Ambati Raidu walked in and scored a steady 22 runs. Rohit finished the match in style with a 6, bringing up his 150 in the process. He remained not out on 152 as India scored 326 in just the 43rd over. The next game in the 5-match ODI series is on the 24th of October in Visakhapatnam. In hockey news from the Asian Champions Trophy in Oman, India scored their third consecutive win of the tournament after defeating Japan 9-0 on Sunday. Japan, who won the gold in men's hockey at the 2018 Asian Games, are ranked 16th in the world. India, who are ranked 5th, were the favourites going into the match. They scored their first goal in the 4th minute when Mandeep Singh broke through the Japanese defence. He would score 2 more goals in the 49th and 57th minute to get to a hat-trick. Harmanpreet Singh scored 2 goals in the 17th minute and the 21st minute. Gurjant Singh, Akash Deep Singh, Lalit Upadhyay and Sumit scored a goal each as the Indian team proved relentless in their hunt for a third win. India had beaten Pakistan 3-1 in their previous game, and the confidence they gained from that win was on display as they went about dismantling Japan in clinical fashion. Dilpreet Singh was awarded a yellow card for pushing a Japanese player, reducing India to 10 players. A yellow card in hockey means a temporary suspension for a duration of at least 5 minutes. However, Japan failed to capitalize and struggled to keep up with India's frenetic pace. India's next match is on the 23rd of October against Malaysia, who beat India in the Asian Games semi-finals before losing to Japan in the finals. In wrestling news now, Bajrang Punia won a tense semi-final at the Wrestling World Championship to earn a shot at the gold in the 65kg category. He defeated Alejandro Enrique Valdez Tobier of Cuba 4-3 in a closely contested match that required all of Punia's mental and physical prowess. There were few attacking moves as both Bajrang and Tobier focused on upper body power. Bajrang scored the first points with a takedown, but the Cuban wrestler reduced the deficit by pushing the Indian out. Moments before the first break, Bajrang took a 4-1 lead with a throw move. The second period was a stalemate until Tobier found a 2-point move at the edge of the circle. The Cuban gave it everything, but Bajrang managed to hold on to his slender lead, winning the bout 4-3. Bajrang won a bronze at the 2013 edition of these games, but will be hoping that his red-hot form this season continues into the final. He won the gold in the same category at the 2018 Asian Games as well as the Commonwealth Games. A badminton update now. Sena Nehwal, who defeated Indonesia's Gregoria Tunjung easily in the semi-final, put up a good fight in the final of the Denmark Open before losing 13-21, 21-13, 6-21 to world number 1 Tai Tzu Ying of Taiwan. The intense 52-minute final saw Ying take the first game 21-13 without breaking a sweat. The shuttler from Chinese Taipei was always in the lead throughout the opening game. She wrapped up the game in just 15 minutes. She lost the next by an equal margin. Sena's attacking approach helped her dominate the second game. Her booming cross-court smashes and some indecision from Tzu Ying saw Sena take an 11-5 lead at the break, and she won the game 21-13 to draw level. The third game saw long rallies as Sena seemed to tire. Her unforced errors mounted in the third game and Ying won it 21-6 to win the final. Sunday's loss to Ying was Sena's 5th loss to Ying this year. Ying leads their head-to-head 13-5. In tennis news now, Karolina Pliskova won the WTA finals in convincing fashion, beating defending champion Caroline Wozniacki in straight sets. The 26-year-old dispatched the world number 3 6-2, 6-4 in the finals in Singapore. The victory was sweet revenge for Pliskova, who lost to Wozniacki in the semi-finals at the same tournament last year. Pliskova seemed to be nursing an injury as she played with strapping on her lower right leg, but the world number 8 moved well while Wozniacki looked sluggish. She said after the match, and I quote, "I felt good from the baseline and it was not all about my serve," unquote. She saved two break points in her opening service game, then won five straight games. Meanwhile, Wozniacki struggled with rhythm in the first set, making several errors. Pliskova